Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kim.
And this
is the Soulmates Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Soulmates Podcast.
Howdy.
Maddie here.
And Kim.
And Kim. Sorry, I always say my name first.
It's okay.
I take it back.
It's because you always...
Kim like, here.
You kick it off.
And Maddie. Yeah.
Alphabetically, I come first.
We tried to have Kim kick it off, and she just felt awkward about it.
Well, I messed up the timing. You were like, too soon.
No, that's true. She did mess up the timing.
Well, you... I think the first time you were like, you can never do it too soon.
And then you did it like way too soon.
That was way too soon. Like, okay. And then the next time you were like, go. I was like, I can't do this. It's too much pressure.
So I'm just the one that goes, hey, y'all, welcome back to the Soulmates Podcast. Kim, what are we doing today?
So we have another segment of Yeah or Nah coming.
You didn't say yeah or... Nah, sorry.
I'm just so excited because this was an unexpected.
So how did we find the show?
So
wait, can we say what show it is first?
What show is it, Maddie?
It's called Angel's Last Mission, Love.
Which was funny because the other night I was home by myself. We're roommates. If you haven't like listened to any of our other stuff, so. You were like at work or something, and I...
What was I doing?
Oh, you were at youth group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was at work.
And we're kind of in between shows. We just finished like True Beauty and Weightlifting, both great shows. We're
watched a lot of really good shows lately.
We're waiting for Dear M to come out. So we're kind of... And we both are like trying to finish up shows for the other person.
Correct.
But it's taking us a while.
It is because like the other person told us to watch them.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm enjoying it.
They're
but
good
it's not
shows.
Like a show that I'm like, yes, let's
no,
go.
No, I know, same. But that's because we're forcing each other to watch them.
So anyways... I had had my eye on this show for a while, and I liked that they were only like 30-minute episodes, so I was like, I'm just gonna try a few. So we ended up watching. Well, I watched the first four. You jumped in on three.
So yeah, I walk in and she's watching episode three, and I was like, what is this show?
She was so intrigued.
It was like I think a car was falling off of the cliff the moment I walked in.
Which
I
mean, hard to not pass.
Which also that doesn't happen in a lot of the dramas we watch. Yeah. It's more like fluffy. So I was like, what is
that's
this?
That's like I feel like
what
that's
show is this?
I feel like that's a classic American TV trope. It's like the car accident.
Yeah, you don't see that as often. So I was like, is this even a Korean show she's watching? But it was.
So we watched the first four episodes, but for this show, there's 32 of them. So it's like we watched the first two.
Yeah. So we kind of broke our rule, but it's not like we didn't actually break our rule.
Yeah.
Because we only watched the equivalent of two episodes.
Yeah. So we didn't break our rule.
No.
What are you talking about?
It's fine. We are right in our rules that we made for ourselves.
And you know what? If we wanted to break them, we can because we make the rules too.
We make the rules. Although, Kim doesn't let me break them. We always watch two and I'm like, Kim, watch one more. And she's like, no, we're going to yeah or nah this show.
The segment. But we can break rules here and there.
So anyways, so are we yeah-ing or nah-ing the show?
I don't know. You tell me, Madison.
So I think you have more of a vested interest because you were the one who like chose it and watched the first two episodes before I
but
got in.
But you also too, because I mean, it says a lot about the show that you were instantly intrigued.
So
without
watching
the first two,
I'll just say this: I'm definitely gonna watch episode five.
Yeah,
and then probably six. And
let's
then
be real.
Seven
we're gonna watch the whole thing.
I'm planning on watching the whole thing, but it's not like I'm like 100%. But I'm like a solid 70% probably.
I'd say I'm like 95.
Oh, okay. Awesome,
I'm in it.
Kim's in it to win it.
I think I was in it from the first moment I saw his dimples.
His dimples are really cute.
He might end up on the Dimple Hall of Fame in the end, I think.
It's possible. I think is there any ever a guy that has dimples that doesn't make it on your Dimple Hall of Fame?
June.
Or does... whatever. All right.
I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, I think it just speaks a lot about the fact that there's never been a dimpled man that I've never not put on my list.
Except for...
I think June's actually on there.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's talk through this show a little bit.
Yeah.
Just run down. It's about a ballerina.
So yeah, our main character, her name is... What's her name?
I don't know.
I wrote it down.
It's like Yoon Seo.
She is a prima ballerina, but we've learned in the very first scene that she's blind.
Yeah.
Which actually, when I was watching this, I was a little confused because it opens up on this like scene of this ballerina dancing to like Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, this like light breaks and falls on her and you see blood. Like, right. And then she wakes up in bed, like, screaming. So I thought it was a nightmare. But then you learn right after
that's
that.
That's what they want you to
that
think,
that she's blind because she tripped over a stool and then, like, reams out the staff.
And she, like, became blind, what, 3 years prior?
Yes.
Right? So it's
because
been a while.
Of, because of an accident, like, a freak accident where the light breaks.
Like, so it was it was, like, a memory. It wasn't a dream.
Yeah. So she lives all by herself in this huge house. Like, her parents died, like, a year ago or 2 years ago. I don't know when her parents died, but they died. Her, like, real only companion is driver Joe, who's, like, her dad's, like, secretary, basically, and chauffeur.
Yeah.
And, like, she met him when she was a child. But she's kind of prickly. I mean, for good reason. I mean, her life is kind of...
She's, like, really prickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But her life is really hard.
It's a bummer.
It's a huge bummer.
And then there's the fact that her, like, aunt and uncle and cousins are, like, running the foundation that her parents were in charge of. And we the audience learns that they're, like, sabotaging her, like, her cornea transplant.
She's, like, on a list to get a cornea transplant, and they're, like, not letting her get the transplant, which I'm, like, that is a low blow.
The aunt is literally, like, bribing the doctor.
Because they want their daughter to be the prima.
And
ballerina, right?
And I think also, like, there's the twofold. So the one of the cousins takes over as the prima ballerina.
Right.
And then the aunt also wants to remain in control of the company.
Right.
So it's like this two-pronged reason for keeping her blind.
All
in
these
a way.
Rich families in these shows have, like, terrible interfamily politic, terrible stuff.
Well, it's like, honestly, is that kind of psychopathic of the aunt?
Like,
I think
that's
it is.
Like, that's
there's,
like
no empathy.
No,
that
is really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
That's awful.
So I think to offset the depression of the main lady, the main guy is, like, very fun-loving. He's an angel.
Yes. Tell us about him, Maddie.
Well, he's just, like, very... He's not the classic, like, angsty male lead. He's, like, the opposite.
No, he's the opposite of that.
He's, like, da-da-da-da. Yeah. And he's an angel.
He's, like, bumbling around like an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Like, wearing, like, a full white, like, white skinny jeans with, like, a white blazer.
Hey, he looks great.
And he does look good. And his hair is, like... perfectly, it's, like, wavy.
I hate to keep making this comparison to every male.
Jungkook?
Yeah, but it's, like, that sweet spot hair of Jungkook's where it's, like, kind of parted, like, not quite in the middle, but right, it's not, like, a side part either.
It's not,
and
it's,
like,
not
perfectly,
a center part.
It's, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
it's
it not, curls out.
And it's, like, that perfect mix of, like, wave.
Yeah.
It's not, like, too curly, but it's
there's
not
a lot
straight.
Of volume to
it's
it.
It's literally chef's kiss. Perfect.
So our main guy has great hair and great dimples.
Yes.
And he is an angel. And from what we can tell, he, like, the angels get missions on Earth, right?
Yeah. He, like, gets them on a leaf.
So, like, a leaf shows up.
Yeah. And it's, like, usually a place. So he, like, shows up at this place and then, like, solves the issue or whatever.
So that's, like, but then he's on his last mission, right?
Yes.
So he's, like, ready for my last mission
before going
to heaven, I think.
In, like, one of the first episodes, the first time we see him, he's, like, on top of this building. He's, like, goodbye, Earth. I hope you always
he's, like,
are this beautiful.
Ready to go.
Yeah, he's, like, ready to fly to heaven,
right.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, it's very,
I don't really...
definitely a fantasy thing going on here.
The theology's not quite sound on this one, but... Well, grace abounds. Grace abounds.
He has, like, a spirit guide, like angel with longer
wings,
hair.
It's, like, it's all weird.
So, when's the first time he sees our main chick?
So I think I was telling you this, but it's when she's, like, in the park on a
ride. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's, like, she's kind of getting, like, pushed around by these two guys because she, like, they trip over her dog or something.
Yeah, I watched a clip on this.
Yeah.
So, and she, like, whips out her little
She goes
blind,
like,
cane.
He's,
and, like,
ready. His angel senses, are tingling.
Yeah.
He's, like, I'm ready to save the day. But then she, like, whips out her cane and is, like, beating them up. And he's, like, okay. You go, girl.
She's fine.
Yeah. But then he follows her and sees her, like, break down.
Right.
And cry. So he, like, knows, right off the bat, he knows that even though she has, like, this... like, I can do it. I'm tough and I can stand up for myself. She has this, like, very tender, like, sensitive, like, something happened to her.
Plus, those people on the street were being really mean to her.
Yeah.
They're like, blind people should stay at home.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, they always ham up so many much bullying in these shows. Like, these people are so mean.
But unfortunately, like, people are really
true.
Like that in the real world.
True.
Yeah.
So, but an interesting plot twist is that she... probably because she's blind and she has, like, heightened senses, but she, like, knows he's there.
Yeah.
But no one else has ever been able to sense him or see him because he's invisible.
So he's, like, freaked out.
So that's, like, interesting.
Because he's used to being able to do whatever he wants and say whatever he wants because humans can't see him or hear him.
But she's, like, who's there? Because she hears him. And she can sense him, and he's like, what's happening?
Right, and then he speaks, and she's like, you're a man? And he's like, she heard me, oh my gosh.
That's, like, an interesting...
Yeah. So right off the bat, even before... This is before he gets his last mission.
Right.
Which is what to give love. Her... To find her love. He, like, is intrigued by her, and they have this interesting connection where she can, like, sense him.
Right.
So then it kind of all culminates. Like, the reason he's given a last mission is because at the end of episode 2, which is really, like... one full episode right. She gets in a car accident.
Mm-hmm. I walked in after work.
Yes. Her and Secretary Joe are like driving down the road, and someone had like messed with their brakes.
Sabotage.
Yeah, so they like swerve and are like in a really bad wreck and like hanging off this bridge.
Right.
And she starts like calling like, Ajashi, help. And he like can sense her voice and like teleports to her.
Mm.
And he's like trying to cover his ears because basically the only instructions they have as angels is you're not allowed to interfere with humans' lives.
Right.
So okay, if so he's he not alters, allowed to help her. If he like alters.
Oh, yeah.
Like fate, that's going to mess his life up.
And he won't get his ticket to heaven or something that right. he's, like, literally about to get that day.
Right. So he literally, like, sets the flowers down and is like, oh, I guess, like, this is, says a little prayer, like, this is sad. And I remember watching it. This is right before he walked in and I was like, what are you doing? You have to help her. Like, she's literally, like, she starts calling. She's like, someone's there. I know someone's there. Like, help me. This is so mean. Like, how can you leave me like this?
Well, yeah.
And so, and he's, like, covering his ears because he's not like whatever, so he's like freaking out and he's like, no, don't do it, don't do it. Mm-hmm. And then the car goes over and he can hear her think, like she thinks to herself, like, these past 3 years I've wanted to die, but for the first time
I don't
now,
want to anymore.
I want to live.
Yeah.
So the car goes over the bridge and you're like, oh shoot, and then he like freezes it because I guess angel powers.
Oh, angel powers. Wow.
And then he like dives off and his little wings flap. Nice. And he like saves her. And so then we flash forward to the next episode, and yes. It's like he's in deep trouble.
Deep doo-doo with his angel guide.
Yeah.
Spirit
with the
guide.
Angel spirit guide. Do you know what spirit guide always makes me think
17
of?
17 again. Yes. No, that's why I said
Ned,
that.
I'll be your spirit guide. Your spirit guide says to go back to high school.
Yeah.
As he's like in the kitchen spraying that like.
That's why I keep saying
that,
spirit
like,
guide.
Spray cheese on that
he's
sandwich.
He's like, I'm just hungry all the time.
Should we watch the Korean version of 17 again?
Wait, maybe.
I think we'll put that on the
but
list.
Zach,
if anyone's listened,
I'll miss Zach
or if anyone's
much.
Watched that, let us know. Okay.
This is where
sidebar.
I jumped in.
Yes.
So he gets in trouble with the spirit guide.
Yeah.
And the spirit guide's, well, now I'm trying to remember, but he's like, you have one last mission and you have to teach this chick how to love.
Yeah. He's like, we decided to give you another shot. Because really what's supposed to happen, what they threatened is if you interfere with a human's life, you're like turned to dust is
oh,
what they say.
Like you're done for.
So he like is given another shot, but he like really cannot blow
Do
it.
Do we know how long this angel has been taking leaf orders from his spirit guide?
I don't remember that, but I do know that this mission, he only has 100 days to make
okay,
it happen.
Okay, so we don't know how long he's been taking these like... little baby missions until he could reach heaven.
Right.
But probably a while, so he's pretty bummed.
Yeah.
And so he's sent to, teach this girl how to love, because they're like, well, if you interfere with her life, then you're intertwined with hers. There you go. Have fun.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's a lost case. She is right. So callous.
Right.
And she is pretty callous. So he goes and gets a job at her house.
He's basically the new Secretary Joe.
Right. Well, the sad thing is, yeah, Secretary Joe did die.
Right.
So she needs a new Secretary Joe.
But Secretary Joe, his one last thing was he donated his
I forgot to say that. Yeah, that's actually a really big thing. So she gets her sight back. She gets her sight back. So
sobbing.
She gets Secretary Joe's corneas and she can see now, which
right.
is cool. And so, yeah, so she doesn't know that he's the guy that she has heard talking
right.
in the past.
And she's never seen him because,
she
can't.
She's blind.
Because it's an angel, but also because she's blind.
Both reasons.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if she could have seen him before. Oh, we forgot to say, he gets turned into a human.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's
a literal human. He has a shadow.
That's what the spirit guide
tells
him.
People can see him. A little cute boy, like, runs into him.
Yes.
And he's, like, so charmed.
So now everyone can see him.
Yes.
There we go. And I wonder if she would have been able to see him if she wasn't blind.
I feel like not. I feel like
I just
more
wonder
because
she could
thing.
Sense him and
yeah.
she could hear him. I don't know. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Or maybe we will know.
Maybe.
Maybe the show will show
maybe
us.
Maybe Dramaland will
address that. Like, this is kind of a, like, Edward Bella situation.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how can she be in love with an angel, Kim?
You always bring it back to Twilight.
Because it's, like, the greatest storyline.
Oh my gosh.
How could she be in love with an angel?
Well,
he's going to have to give up his wings or she's going to have to turn into a vampire.
Should we talk about some of our questions now?
I think that's mainly the whole plot. So, like, episode 4 ends, yeah, with, like, he's working for her. They really haven't had any cute moments yet.
Well, no, they had that moment right at the end.
Kind of. They were staring into each other's eyes a little bit. Oh, and it did flashback to they possibly knew each other as kids.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Before we think, because we're trying to figure out, okay, this is a question. Is he an angel because he died?
Right. And I'm wondering if that child accident thing, because it's like someone jumps off a bridge. And
right.
I'm like, is that something to do with it? Like,
I don't know.
What's their story as kids? And is,
like,
he an angel?
Do they know each other when they were kids?
And is he an angel because he had some, like, tragic death?
Yeah, because it does flash back. You're right. At the very end, he, like, saves her. Oh, another chandelier is going to fall on her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was a really sweet moment.
You're right.
He, like,
that was.
He falls on her and takes the brunt of it with his wings, which had sprouted out from nowhere. And that was actually a really funny scene. He was, like, running around the house trying to hide his wings.
Why did his wings come back?
I'm sure we'll figure it out at some point. But it was really funny. He was, like, trying to hide it. And then she, like, heard. It was a storm and, like, a window had shattered.
Right.
And so she was, like, having a PTSD kind of panic attack because
right.
of the glass. And she's, like, on the ground and the chandelier above her starts swaying. And before you know it, it's falling. But then Dan, the angel, like, covers her. And then they're, like, looking at each other.
It was cute. It was pretty
cute.
A second of cuteness.
It was honestly, it was kind of spicy.
No, it was a little spicy. That was, like, the thumbnail
more
for the episode, too,
tender,
and I was like,
oh,
what they, what made them stare into each other's eyes like this? And so, yeah, so we have a question. Do they know each other from their past?
I mean, and, like, the biggest question, really, which you've already touched on, is what's going to happen? Because, obviously, we all know that they're going to fall in love.
I mean, duh. They don't all be mad.
So, it's going to be a blast watching his little, like, quirky, happy self transform her into, like, someone who can love. Because right now he's in this spot where he's like he's intrigued by her, I think, because he saw her, like, beat up those guys. He also was there when she was, like, dancing.
Correct.
So
yeah.
He, like, has witnessed some sweet moments of her. So I think he's just like, oh, interesting. But he's like, not, he's nowhere near love. He's like,
oh, not at all. I
my
don't
mission
even think
is to
he
find
likes
her love.
Her.
No. He's like, my mission is to find her love.
Like,
so
with
it's
someone
be,
else.
It's going to be really interesting to see the progression of that, like, him wanting
right.
to be that person and then, like, her falling in love with him. And I wonder which is going to come first.
Is
she going to soften and start to fall for him and he's still like, whoa, lady.
No,
like,
I'm
finding you someone else.
I really think it could go either way.
Or is it going to be like, oh, I'm falling in love with her.
Well,
and then she's
I think,
like,
initially I'm like, I would think he would fall in love with her first. Because
he's already halfway there because he's like, he has
yeah,
real
she
positive.
She has a long way to go to even, like, liking people.
Well, yeah, that's
general.
What I'm saying. He has, like, actual positive emotions.
But you never know. That would actually be intriguing if he, like, puts all his energy into, like, getting her with some other guy. And then, because, I mean, he kind of is at the point where he doesn't really like her that much.
Yeah.
He's like, she is so annoying. She is so mean to everyone.
Yeah.
It's not like he's that intrigued by her. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, because that would be a really interesting kind of story if she, like, because he's like, I don't know, maybe he, like, finds someone who's like, ooh, this is the person I'm going to push
right.
her towards.
Right.
And he, like, spends all this energy pushing her towards him. And she, like, in the meantime, starts to fall for Dan.
Uh-huh,
but then
uh-huh,
is like,
uh-huh.
but I don't think he likes me. So she, like, goes full for the other guy. And then Dan's like, wait, shoot, I like her.
No, I could get with that.
I could get,
maybe
I could
it'll
really
go that way.
It.
And then by the end, he has to, like, either she becomes an angel or he becomes a human.
Which is more likely, honestly?
I think it's him becoming a human.
Really? I was going to say her becoming an
angel. No, I think what's more likely.
What if she has a tragic death?
See, we don't know what the rules are. Can he say, I want to give up my wings? I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not an angel. He's only been transformed into one, or a human. He's not a human.
He's not. But
it's,
like,
not like he can re-come alive.
I just wonder if he could talk to a spirit guide.
Oh my gosh.
And say,
spirit guide.
Hey, spirit guide, can I just become a human and then die a normal human death?
But you can't do that. You can't die again.
I don't know. Those
are
our questions. I
almost could see it being like this tragic, like, Romeo and Juliet thing where
they die
and they live happily ever after.
So they're angels together.
I don't know.
But then she has to get leaf messages.
Well, maybe that's not all.
We're
going to
research the theology a bit on the show. What happens? Does everyone get leaf messages? We're not sure. So, but we're intrigued.
Also, we haven't even really talked about these other two. I think they're the secondary leads, but it's like the cousin who's the prima ballerina. And then there's this like mysterious director who's like taking over the foundation's like ballerina program or ballet program.
Right.
And he like wants to replace the cousin and tells her that. He like comes in and is like, yeah, this is a hot mess. Yes. I want Yoon-so to come back.
Our main chick back.
She like just got her eyesight back. We're going to get her. But they have this moment where like, the cousin is like dancing, practicing, and she's like really upset that she's going to be replaced. So she's like practicing and she falls and like tweaks her ankle and he's there. And honestly, I don't know if you felt it, but I felt some tension. It?
Oh, interesting.
I like was like, I could ship this. And you know why? Because, well, he potentially could, but she's clear. The cousin's clearly not going to have any interest or doesn't yet have any interest in the angel. And if he doesn't have any, like, history, like, if his history with Yoon-so or, like, progression is solely professional, like, he wants her as a ballerina.
Right.
It would be kind of nice to see two second leads get together without either one of them falling first for one of the main leads, because then it wouldn't feel like they're settling. It's like they have their own storyline. It's
true. I think there's a pretty big age gap there, though, Kim.
Do
you? Are you jumping on that age gap train?
I don't think so.
I think he's like 30 and she's like 20.
How do you know she's 20?
I don't know. She just looks 20. But hey.
Oh my gosh.
Asians I don't judge you.
Asians don't raisin, so you don't know how old.
That's true. I don't judge you.
I'm 20. I'm almost 26. I'm cool and people with a good still age think gap. I'm like 16.
I love a good age gap.
I know you do, but I don't think there is one. This is my thing.
Okay.
But I'm really shipping that hard.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not think that.
I immediately
in that
was like, this is spicy.
Oh, I did not think that, but okay, we'll get with it. We'll have to stay tuned.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
That's kind of all I got.
Okay. Well, I have a few, but should I just bullet point them real fast?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I want to know what the history with the aunt is. Like, what's her deal? Why does she hate her niece so much that she's literally,
so
like,
mean?
Sabotaging her eye surgery?
True.
I'm kind of curious, like, I wonder if she had any part in the parents dying.
Maybe.
Like, did she kill her parents to take over the foundation?
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past her.
What if she sabotaged the light? Like, I don't know. Dropping on her.
What if, okay, I think, well, Drama Beans pointed this out. What if... I thought that secondary lead that you're shipping with the ballerina, we think maybe he sabotaged the car.
Oh.
Right? Wasn't he walking past the car? I think they're trying to frame him at least.
I didn't think that was him.
Oh, is it a different
guy? I thought
guy?
It was like just a shady like hitman kind of thing.
Oh.
Like, here's $20. Go. It's more. You would pay him more than $20. Here's $1,000.
That's what I pay you to do my laundry.
Go like cut out the brake lines, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
But that would be interesting. Like, what would his motivation be for being involved in
he
that?
Seems a little shady.
Well, no, he definitely does, but yeah. I'm just trying to like, why would he want her dead? Because he
know.
Wants her as the ballerina.
I don't know.
Okay. Like, I immediately assumed it was the aunt.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, he wants her as a ballerina. Good point. He wouldn't want her dead.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm curious about that. And then I'm also curious about, is Yoon-so going to dance again?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she has her eyesight back. And part of me wants her to because she seems to really like it.
Mm.
But also, it seemed kind of unhealthy where her, like, entire identity was caught up in it. So she became, like, the shell of a person once it was taken away.
Correct.
So I, like... kind of beyond her just falling in love with Dan, I kind of want to see Dan like impact her life where she like becomes a person who like has worth outside of ballet, and if she dances it's like something she does for fun and not this like
aww.
This is all I am.
Maybe she'll open a dance academy.
That would be so stop it. That would
stop.
Be so tender.
Can you
tender.
See her as like Miss Patty and
yes.
Gilmore Girls? She has
well,
the dance academy.
A little more strict.
Okay, not really, Miss Patty. I just always think of her when I think of Dance Academy.
I was immediately like, Bunheads, anyone?
What's that?
It was like a... I think there was only like 10 episodes before it got canceled. It was like an ABC, like,
oh.
teen
Bunheads.
Show.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like ballerinas.
Yeah.
But yeah, she could have an academy.
Cute little Asian girls with the buns.
Oh my gosh.
Little Asian ballerinas.
I have so much hope. And then, because Dan... And Dan's by her side. Because they're humans, because he gives up his wings.
Oh my gosh. If that's even possible.
We're not sure. All right. Well.
It's a yeah.
We're giving it a yeah.
We're excited.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. And we will almost
Well, we can't say that for certain because we haven't watched the remaining 28 episodes.
We will probably do a review on it.
Yes. But we'll tell you at that point if it's worth watching the whole
that's
thing.
That's very true.
Watch the first four.
We'll do the dirty work for you.
Yeah.
It's such a hard life.
Yeah.
So.
It's a hard knock life for us.
It is. Hard times in our apartment watching too many K-dramas. All right. Well, thank you, y'all, for listening.
Annyeong.
Annyeong. Peace out.